used to give you, and for every sickness you have internally, like the, in the stomach, that castor oil. I don't know if you remember that. It's real thick stuff.
It
tastes bad as that. So they used to make it, drink it with Coca-Cola or drink it with orange juice. It's the only way we could swallow it with something else. Real thick. It's like a thick syrup. Castor oil was the name of it.
Yeah.
Everybody had a jug of that stuff. Anything you come, oh my stuff, you got a shot of castor oil. For any, for diarrhea, for anything that was supposed to be the remedy.
Yeah. Remember Calamine? Well, what was it they gave you that would loosen your teeth? Make you, what that was. I can't think of the name of it. Okay, but when you ate and drank things, like if you drank too much beer or something like that, they'd say I had to go out and
throw up. I gotta go throw up. That's what they used to say, wouldn't you?
Or he was leaning over the fence.
Yeah, throw it up. Vomiting, yeah.
What would be the more crude word would be, you know, the one you wouldn't use?
They said throw up, then the vomiting was up.
You know, puke, you ever hear that?
Puke, yeah, they had that one. That was the English translation. Okay. Their English translation.
Right. Now, some of the things, like a girl might invite you over to her house and she'd say, now, if you don't come, I want you to come. If you don't come,
I'll get mad or I'll,
okay.
Something like that.
When she'd invite you over, she'd say, anytime you come over to my house,
I'll be home or...
I'll be what to see you? I'll be...
Glad to see you, happy to see you.
Okay, well, they'd say proud, be proud.
That particular sentence.
Okay.
The phrase wasn't used too much.
Okay. Now, a boy kept going over to the same girl's house. You'd say he's...
Yeah, Paul Miller would say the French, but... Courting would have been the word, you know. Courting.
If he was really serious, would that mean he was serious with a girl? Or?
Well, in those days, if you went out constantly with the same girl for a month or two, well, you had better have good intentions, you know.
Yeah.
One fly-by-night job, you know, that wouldn't let, Papa wouldn't go for that too much.
They say you were other ways of saying it?
Pour me in French. Promised, in other words.
Promised. Okay, sparking, you ever hear that?
No.
Okay, and she would call you her, she'd say, she spent a lot of time fixing up for
a boyfriend.
Okay.
Never her lover, because that wouldn't say it that way.
And you'd say,
she's my girl.
Okay. Now, you come home late, and you might have lipstick on your collar, and your brother would look at you and he'd say, you been?
The elderly wasn't around, he'd come up with some real stuff. Say, what have you been doing, or things like that. You've been out catting now, things like dog catting mostly.
Necking, you ever hear that?
Necking, yeah.
Spooning?
No,
okay.
Necking.
Now, what if a girl stopped letting a boy come over to see her? He asked her to marry her, but she
refused. She wouldn't marry me. Apparently, she was interested in somebody else. I guess, or she didn't want to get married. You know. But in those days, more or less, the marriage was picked. You know, you almost and this one they knew was going to marry that girl because he'd been courting her. And there was not too much real backing out of it. You know, you couldn't make a choice like you can today. Shack up for 2-3 weeks and you run them out. But in those days, there wasn't none of that stuff. I mean, can't say there was none of it. Those that did it were outcast. They were renegades of the tribe completely. They were looked down on and they...
You say he asked her, he hadn't been the same ever since she...
She quit him.
She quit him.
Well, they never said left him, she quit him.
Quit him. What about a man to a woman? He would...
That
gave her the...
They wouldn't use it.